I sprinted to the right, behind the clothes racks, which I had pushed together in a crescent shape around Sephora. The still-ringing phone would buy me a few precious seconds, but not many. A dark, human-shaped shadow moved away from the group and came straight for me. That was not the plan. I crouched to the right of the gap in my makeshift barricade. The dark outline of a gun emerged, followed by his arms, then his leg. I held my breath. The hunter turned to my left toward my phone, exposing his back. I lunged from a crouch and slashed across his spine, just under the bulletproof vest. He cried out and swung around. I stabbed him in the throat and withdrew. He collapsed. They had to have heard him, now or never. I took a deep breath and sang out, pouring carefully measured magic into my words.
Ba ba black sheep.
Gunfire tore through the store, but I was already moving, sprinting behind the metal clothes racks. To my magic-enhanced vision, the four remaining hunter minds fluoresced in response to my song, pale smudges of gray light in the darkness of the store.
Have you any wool?
Bullets ricocheted from the clothes racks, tracking my voice. I dropped to the floor and crawled behind some wooden displays. They stopped shooting.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, three bags full.
A bullet tore a chunk from the plywood counter just in front of me. I scrambled to my feet and dashed the other way. The rest of the hunters moved toward me, closing in on my position like sharks.
One for my master, one for my dame.
The gunfire died. Silence claimed the store. I inhaled. Four voices chorused in perfect unison.
And one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
I had them. They were mine. Oh my God.